So, welcome on this Christmas morning as we worship God together. I bring you good news of great joy. A Saviour
Saviour has
has been
been
born
born
to
to you.
you.
Alleluia.
Alleluia. Unto us a child is born. Unto
Unto
us
us
a
a
son
son
is
is
given.
given. Alleluia.
Alleluia. He is Christ the Lord. Alleluia. We
We worship
worship
and
and adore
adore
him.
him. Alleluia.
Alleluia. Blessed are you, sovereign God, creator of heaven and earth. To you be praise and glory forever. As your living word, eternal in heaven, assumed the frailty of our mortal flesh, may the light of your love be born in us all, to fill our hearts with joy as we sing. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed
Blessed
be
be God
God
forever.
forever. And a song of the bride, words from Isaiah 61 and 62. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall exult in my God, who has clothed me with garments of salvation and has covered me with the cloak of integrity. As a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth puts forth her blossom, and as seeds in the garden spring up, so shall God make righteousness and praise blossom before all the nations. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest, until her deliverance shines out like the dawn, and her salvation as a burning torch. The nations shall see your deliverance, and all rulers shall see your glory. Then you shall be called by a new name, which the mouth of God will give. You shall be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, a royal diadem in the hand of your God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. And then we just pause for a moment and think about those things which we have said, or thought, or done, which have spoilt God's image in us. Hear the words of the angel to Joseph. You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Therefore, let us seek the forgiveness of God through Jesus, the Saviour of the world. Lord of grace and truth, we confess our unworthiness to stand in your presence as your children. We have sinned. Forgive
Forgive
and
and heal
heal
us.
us. The Virgin Mary accepted your call to be the mother of Jesus. Forgive our disobedience to your will. We have sinned. Forgive
Forgive
and
and heal
heal
us.
us. Your Son, our Saviour, was born in poverty in a manger. Forgive our greed and rejection of your ways. We have sinned. Forgive
Forgive
and
and
heal
heal us.
us. The shepherds left their flocks to go to Bethlehem. Forgive our self-interest and lack of vision. We have sinned. Forgive
Forgive
and
and
heal
heal
us.
us.
The wise men followed the star to find Jesus the King. Forgive our reluctance to seek you. We have sinned. Forgive
Forgive
and
our
heal us. May the God of all healing and forgiveness draw us to himself and cleanse us from all our sins, that we may behold the glory of his Son, the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. The Word was made flesh and lived among us, and we
We
have seen
seen
his
his glory.
glory. A song of Hannah, words from 1 Samuel. I'm sure you will notice if you were with me yesterday how much the psalm and the passages from Isaiah and Samuel will reflect the words that Mary says in the Magnificat. We say together, Blessed
Blessed
are
are
those
those
who
who believe.
believe. For
For
what
what
God
God
has
has
promised
promised
will
will
be
be fulfilled.
fulfilled. My heart exults in the Lord. My strength is exalted in my God. My mouth derides my enemies because I rejoice in your salvation. There is no holy one like you, Lord, nor any rock like you, our God. For you are a God of knowledge, and by you our actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty are broken, but the feeble gird on strength. Those who were full now hire themselves out for bread, but those who were hungry are well fed. The barren woman has borne sevenfold, but she who has many children is forlorn. Both the poor and the rich are of your making. You bring low and you also exalt. You raise up the poor from the dust and lift the needy from the ash heap. You make them sit with the rulers and inherit a place of honour. For the pillars of the earth are yours, and on them you have set the world. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Blessed are those who believe, for what God has promised will be fulfilled.
It doesn't skate. First reading is Isaiah 9. The people walking in the darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. And the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. Who will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading is Luke 2. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinus was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judah, to Bethlehem, to the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heaven host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
So, what is Christmas all about, really? Well, for many of us, and not only children, Christmas is about presents. And even though our family Christmas has been revolutionised for the better by us adults doing Secret Santa, I still feel a thrill at seeing presents wrapped up, waiting to be opened. And of course, in many ways, Christmas is all about presents. A gift to us, that sort of present, and the sort of present that means that something is for now. At Christmas, we celebrate Jesus being born among us. He is Emmanuel, God with us. His birth is a gift. And wonderfully, it is not something we have to wait for. It's for now. We can rip it open right now. The birth of Jesus is the best gift ever. He is God's gift for the whole world. And Jesus is God. And at the point of Jesus' birth, he's fully human and fully divine. Jesus gives himself to us. But can we see it? Or have we become too cynical or familiar with the story? When we look at Jesus in the manger, do we see what the shepherds saw? Do we see what the angels knew? That Jesus is the most wonderful gift for the whole world. That's why the angels say that the coming of Jesus is good news for all people. Jesus came so that everyone might see and know the goodness of God. And this present is for now, for everybody, today. The truth and wonder of Christmas is something we should and could celebrate every single day. God is outside of time. He is eternal. But in Jesus, God has come inside time. Jesus has come for this very moment, for every moment, and we can celebrate, regardless of how we are feeling or what is going on around us. We can enjoy the birth of Jesus for all that it is, an unprecedented, unwarranted, gratuitous gift. We can take hold of this gift. We receive it by taking Jesus into our lives. And we receive from other people too, gifts of time, of food, and friendship. As we receive, we also give. By giving to one another, we all gain. As you have given to me, Sunday by Sunday, and especially in the last few weeks, I have gained so much. Your prayers, your support, your love, and your friendship. We are certainly pilgrims on a journey, and you have been a blessing on this journey, and this Christmas we bless one another. We don't always have to live for the future, for the next thing, the next holiday, the next bargain. The shepherds were told, "To you is born this day." Jesus has come for the here and now. God loves us enough to become like one of us, to enter all the joys, complexities, and challenges that life offers this day and every day. That means we can know the joy of God, the friendship of God, the hope of God every day. So today, on this Christmas day, let us take time to ponder everything that Jesus brings to us and the whole world. Let us receive him. It is for this moment, that Jesus Christ, the Saviour, has come. Let us receive him once more as God's most precious gift to us, who is eternally present with us. Amen.
Today, in all the demands, we pray for those who are facing a Christmas without someone they love. God of goodness, hear us and be with us. Today, in all the delights, we pray for those who are facing a Christmas alone. For God of goodness, hear us and be with us. Today, in all the celebrations, we pray for those who are facing conflicts. God of goodness, hear us and be with us. Today, in all the time of tables, we pray for those who are hungry. God of goodness, hear us and be with us. Almighty God, you have given us your only begotten Son to take our nature upon him, and as at this time to be born of a pure virgin. Grant that we who have been born again and made your children by adoption and grace may daily be renewed by your Holy Spirit. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
May God, who has called us out of darkness into his marvellous light, bless us and fill us with peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among us and remain with us, and those we love and pray for, now and always. Amen. Well, I wish you a very joyful and peaceful Christmas. Thank you for your company first thing this Christmas morning. Thank you, Jane.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
And we'll be back next Sunday at 9:30. Lots of love to you all. Happy Christmas. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Happy Christmas.